Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We've got more from Michael Hollett of Now Magazine while we'll be talking about North by Northeast. But first, let's get some music. Dan Mangan is in Europe. You should go see this guy. This is Robots.
I don't know what you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own. The waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. To waste the fire in my eye is fleeting. And settled for a robot boy. Ring the bells that still can ring and sing your stupid head off to the ones who are not listening. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. To waste the fire in my eye is fleeting. Now your robot heart is bleeding out. And I spent half of my life in the customer service line. In the design, a sign of the times, and that little voice in the back of your mind just wants you to know, just hopes that you know. Robots need love too, they want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you.
Michael Hollett from Now Magazine, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio. Thank you.
backwards into time that day. I didn't even know I wanted to stay. I went down to your house one day. I didn't know I would want to stay.
Why'd you have to be so nice?
Why'd you have to be so nice to me?
What's that, you ask? The new Sloan. This is a all-digital album. It is a five-song set. You can only buy it digitally. So check out, just Google Sloan. That song is Take It Upon Yourself. And I love the theme of it. I want to find out more about it. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to them. So Nice by Ember Swift. We'll be talking about North by Northeast. And if ever there was a panel on the opportunities in China, Ember Swift should be someone they involve in this discussion. She has learned Mandarin. She has really become a student of the Chinese culture. Her new album, Lentic, is it's bilingual. It's Mandarin and it's English. Some of the songs are bilingual as well. And so check her out, Ember Swift. So that's So Nice by Ember Swift from Lentic. And before that, of course, was Dan Mangan, who is on the road in the UK. Doing some continent stops. He's going to be in the UK. He's going to later be in Australia. And, you know, if you're listening to us from afar, that's from Nice Nice, Very Nice, his record. We hadn't played that song. It's been a big hit over here. And the whole album is deep. He just won a great big Canadian-wide Artist of the Year award from one of the satellite radio stations, XM. Many of you listen on XM. So, way to go, Dan. We're so happy for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Next up is a request. Last week, we played some Acres and Acres. We mentioned Don Brownrigg. And this is a listener who was asking about Don, and I sent them some music. And here's what they had to say about this particular song. I think this is one of the most beautiful love songs I've ever heard. It's not sappy or cliche. It holds that space of expressing love with power, grace, dignity, and purity. It transports me. This is the kind of power you, the audience, have. The industry can't ram music down your throat because you're not listening. If you don't want to listen to me, you're not going to listen to me. We're going to be talking to a very powerful person in music, Michael Hollett from Now Magazine, but you don't have to pick up his magazine. You can get your information wherever you want it. And the old system where they just force-fed you a sonic swill that was absolutely tasteless, pablum, and a pile of crap, you're not eating that anymore, and you're choosing for yourself. So a lot of the ivory tower decision makers that decided you only wanted a 2.5 minute song and so on and so forth, you guys and gals completely prove them wrong to me every day because of the songs you recommend to me, the songs you like. I was talking to Angry Drummer Guy, who you've met on another episode. He was talking about the new 30 Seconds to Mars album. He's excited about it. He goes, oh, yeah, it'll have some hit singles, but they've got some super long songs that are really cool, da, 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 da. You like music for the right reasons. But anyway, this is Don Brownrigg coming to you from you. This is a song called About Her.
And she sang to me and it's so easy loving her. And she smiled at me and I want to be kissing her. I guess that I'm stupid, I really don't care. I wanna be with her, I want to be there. maybe I'm dreaming. And then please pull the plug. I guess this is it. The thing they call love. And I know when she's with me, I'm better by far. Cause she is my moon, oh, she is my star. I wanna see her tomorrow. I wanna see her tonight. And if I can't see her, well, don't show me. Now don't show me life. And she looked at me and the room wherein disappeared. And she spoke to me. My confusion's red, crystal clear. I wanna see her tomorrow. I wanna see her tonight. If I can't see her, well, don't show me light. No, don't show me light. Think I'll take a little picture and put it in my mind, frame it with my heart for the rest of my time. If I die tomorrow, I'll thank her today for being that girl who showed me the way. You showed me the way.
My daddy had warm hands, rough and dirty like a working man, changing tires in a blistering storm. His hands would still be warm. I remember his leather mitts. He'd leave them on the living room chair. I'd stick my hands inside just to see if it was warm in there. My daddy had warm. Those hands fixed everything, everything but a broken heart. When the family was torn apart, they were outside fixing cars. When we left him, his face went dull. We knew he loved us despite it all. Watched his kingdom begin to fall while his hands tried to hold up those walls. My daddy had warm hands, rough and dirty like a working man, changing tires in a blistering storm. His hands would still be warm, they would steam in the cold air. I can still see him standing there, thick hat and a winter coat, wool scarf wrapped around his throat. My daddy had warm hands. And as I begin to age, I understand how things go their ways. Sometimes this world demands a little more than warm hands. My daddy had warm hands, strong and steady like a working man. Though they've grown much softer now, I guess time broke them down somehow. They can still fix everything, right down to my broken heart. Even when they're out fixing cars, I know they won't let me fall apart. My daddy had warm hands, rough and dirty like a working man, changing tires in a blistering storm. Those hands would still be warm, they would steam in the cold air. I can still see them standing there, thick hat and a winter coat, wool scarf wrapped around his throat. My daddy had warm hands.
We are the Free Press, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Wait! Hold that thought and catch your breath. After everything we've been through, time is all that we have left. As you face the day, a heart that's black and blue, I stand here helpless, and it's killing me that it's killing you. The things we say to fall in love,
it's killing me that it's killing you.
The things we say to save ourselves,
So that's the Free Press. Love those guys. Band of Five. They're all great singers. From their album, Half Truths and Whole Lies. Before that was one of our Live at IndyCan sessions, Angie Nussey. And that song wells me up. I love it. It's called Warm Hands. And I had to beg her to play it for us when we were at the XM studio back when it was at Davenport and Avenue Road. And it was just a song in the works, but that's its stripped-down version. It's a lot of song. And Don Brownrigg before that. Okay, we got Michael Hollett in the aisles. At the time of recording, he's on his way to the Grey Cup. We had Sloan earlier, and this next artist, I went to see Sloan when the Grey Cup was in Toronto. And before that, Pascal Picard played. Never seen her, never heard about her. She's from Quebec City. And this is one of the songs that wowed me when she performed to a mob of people in Toronto on Grey Cup Saturday. Pascal Picard. And then Michael Hollett on North by Northeast.
I won't try to argue now. Anyway, I feel there's nothing I could say to ease your mind. Maybe there's nothing exciting outside around here. I'm just wasting my time, spinning round on nothing new. And when I close my eyes, I remember that kiss. I'd rather keep them wide open. And if I miss the train, do you really think that even here I'd be closer to you? So here I about it. Sometimes I wish I could stay. No matter where I go, no matter how long, you know, I'll keep hanging on. Sweet memories, I'm a leaving, but my mind will surely stay. Gate 22. There's too many dreams I must chase down. There's sometimes I bite off more than I can chew. I know you'd like to keep me near. I know it's easier to be two, but I can't plan my life all around you. I'm weaker than I let you know, so don't ask me to jump this wall. From here it looks too tall, two people kissing goodbye, facing a door. Classic picture, we're all tired of, so here I am, leaving soon. And I'll pretend just then to believe you. I'll send you postcards for a few weeks and then another perfect moment at the wrong time. But the timing is always wrong. Here I am, leaving soon. I'm leaving, but my mind will
North by Northeast. How did that all start, your involvement with it, and how much of your time does that take up, and what are your thoughts on it and how it's grown?
It takes a lot of my time. Again, I mean, we started that directly. That was, and I mean, the people who started South by Southwest are good friends of mine.
Oh, great.
And it's the same thing. They published the Austin Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we were friends before they started South by Southwest. Now it was always it was a bigger paper, so I always, you know, I was always dispatching, you know, imparting my wisdom to them and having joy. You know, we were, you know, the slightly bigger brother.
Yeah.
As opposed to big brother. And, but then, so I'd go to Austin and I would see the scene, and it was quite, you know, spectacular, as the whole world knows now.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we're gonna start this event. I said, oh, good luck with that. And it's like, oh my God, it's become South by Southwest. Well, it was clear we didn't have something like that in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but we had a club scene at least as vibrant, and I, you know, and in some ways more vibrant than even Austin's. And I brought my friends up basically from Austin to sort of check it out with us and said, you know, is this as good as we think it is? And they're like, yeah, it sure is. Plus, there was no racial divide in the clubs. We were at the Opera House, and I kept looking at my friends from Austin, and they were looking nervous. And I said, what's up? And they said, well, we're just waiting for the fight. I said, well, what do you mean? And
yeah.
They said, well, come on. Look who's in the room. I said, yeah, that's the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
And so they definitely felt the conditions were right here. And so we launched it. And, you know, I mean, I have, you know, because of my role as especially with my history and writing about music, have relationships with the club owners. I mean, it was a risky thing for us because basically we're taking over their club for a weekend and saying we can book it as well as you guys or maybe even, hopefully, even better for these weekends. And so if I fell flat on my face, it would be a disaster. But I felt that we could do it. And, you know, the very beginning, for the first few years, we would bring a crew up from Austin with us, and they would work it with us. And they really, this sort of military precision about, they really beat into us that the shows have to start on the hour.
Right.
That whole thing, the 40-minute set.
I've always wished they were staggered, you know, from someone who covers them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would love every minute of the night to have someone I can be listening to, as opposed to set changes all happening at the same time. But that's just one.
Well, the reason we
opinion.
Do it so people can go, can run from
move
place to place.
Place
it's
to
about
place,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, because as you and I both, as people who write about music, we know when bands are going on. I mean, you go, and when you go out, you go see six bands.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Not you don't have
to, anyway, per hour.
Yeah, it's like not, you don't wait for North by Northeast to do that. Same with me.
Yeah.
So we're trying to replicate that experience for people so that they can go. And we want the house to turn over. Like, it's important. You don't want people just to go park themselves in that club for the night because they don't get the experience that we're talking, that we're looking for.
Right, which is the club hopping experience.
Yeah, and which is also better for the club owners.
Yeah.
You know, and... And for the bands, because it means if there was some great band on at 9 o'clock someplace, and you're playing at 11, you know, 5 blocks away, it's like you're never going. You know, you'd never get those people.
Yeah, how would you get them to migrate if they're going to stay in one place?
So that kind of, we think it helps keep people moving. And I'm happy that as years have gone on, more and more people get the wristbands and the badges, as opposed to just getting the one door and staying somewhere. Because if you just do the one club, you're just not getting the experience.
Now, honestly, do you feel any competitive nature between North by Northeast and Canadian Music Week?
I feel competitive with everything. I'm a bit of a freak. I mean, I, you know, I was just playing hockey before this interview. I mean, I'm, you know, and this is my turf, right? So I definitely am competitive with them. And I think we do a better job. We have a different kind of event, especially because, first off, we're in a better time of year. I mean, you know, we're in...
It's a better club hopping time.
It's a better club hopping time. Everybody's... We're starting to wear their cool summer clothes. You know, everybody's sort of... You know what happens in this country when the season changes? We go nuts. Everybody's so happy. I mean, the streets are just... People are giggling, you know, and we get to tap into that. You can't do that in March or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like... It's often horrible, you know? It's like... And believe me, I love it when the snow dumps on.
And Canadian Music Week.
Yeah, sure, man.
Have them all stay in the hotel.
That's right. But, you know, but they don't do the wristband. I mean, the wristband thing's not really real for them. I mean, you know, everybody, any festival in the world can pull off a decent show here and there, but it's not really their focus is on the wristband so much. I mean, it began as a radio conference.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where its heart still is. I mean, it's still an industry, but the old industry, the Palisaic industry or whatever, but I mean, that's where the roots are. And so, and ours are just, ours, it's the festival first, then the conference is, you know. And
yeah.
Then now we've got its film component, bringing interactive this year, you know, which makes a lot of sense with the way the music industry is going, to have
sure.
that kind of interactive. So I guess I've answered your question about 10 times. Yeah, I'm kind of competitive with that.
Yeah. And do you know Neil Dixon? Do you get
sure.
along with him?
You know, I don't elbow him when I, you know, I meet him in a bar or anything like that.
So
I
mean, both of you have a competitive streak
sure.
in you.
Yeah. Well, you would hope so, right? I mean, it's like, I mean, it's just...
You would know. Love to play hockey against them?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Juno Cup this year, the Rockers won, or tied?
We won this year.
Won, yeah, that's right. And in fact, it was Rob Higgins who scored the overtime goal.
Yeah, and I didn't break any bones this year, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
I broke my leg the year before at the Juno Cup, so that was a drag.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yes, Mike Pelech, that rat, on the old Leaf player, yeah, I had beaten him twice on this shift, so the third time I tried to beat him, he wasn't going to let it happen, and he just nailed me, and I just, my leg was just destroyed, actually. I still set off alarms now in airports with all this metal in my leg, but...
Oh, no kidding.
I didn't miss one Juno Cup. I missed the rest of that game, needless to say, and
yeah.
went into 5 hours of surgery, but I was back in Vancouver, and Mike and I shook hands at center ice before the game began, and I'm
yep.
sure we'll be battling out in St. John's again this year.
Yep. Any early announcements for North by Northeast this June coming up?
I can't really yet,
okay.
but just great, great stuff. You know, the outdoor stuff's become a big focus in the last
few
years.
Oh, yeah, like Dundas Square. I mean, it's so convenient for you physically. It's
yeah.
so close, and it's such a great place to have us. Even over at New City Hall or whatever they call
yeah.
it down on John Street there,
yeah.
that's a nice open area, too, for music.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot for corporate Toronto. There's a lot of free music in this city,
yeah.
which is great, and North by Northeast is a big part of that.
Yeah, we went big on that. I mean, you talk about competitive, I mean, that is one of our built-in advantages is we have this opportunity to use the city itself
mm-hmm.
as a backdrop for the music. And again, kind of one of the things we learned from Austin, you just want it to be that music is everywhere when
yeah.
our event is on. And so we have music in the train station, the airport.
Yeah.
From ferries everywhere, and that's I love that part of it. I mean,
yeah,
that really speaks to me as 15-year-old me and sort of taking the bus downtown and going to see a band for free because you couldn't get into the clubs.
Exactly,
and that, you know,
it makes
idea.
It all ages,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
that's ultimately that's where the future of music is people that you know can't get into the clubs.
Well, that's something. Yes, we are adding. We've got I think 3 days of all ages stuff now.
Yeah,
that we'll have in 2010.
So is there going to be a special, like, all-ages badge where someone can go
yes.
to... Oh, that's a great
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, you are. And the shows, the shows will start, I think, like at 3 in the afternoon and go to 9, and then they get booted out, basically.
Right, exactly.
And the booze gets served, which is, you know...
Yeah.
That's how you build the future.
Good for the clubs and good for the young people. It's nice to see them included because they're an important part of music. I mean, well, I can only imagine how important music was to you when you were 13, 14, 15,
it's
right?
It's everything.
Yeah, same
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And
it still is.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
Good for you. And anything new coming up with the website? You've got, you know, now Tube. Tube's kind of a funny word because
yeah.
no one even watches audio visual on a tube anymore.
I know. But it's, you know, well.
It's retro
and there's YouTube. It just, you know, so it echoes that. We've got some changes coming to the website, as you have to do, you know, which is fun, which will make it more interesting. But the video is definitely a big part of how we're going to use that space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
You probably know that for anyone sort of starting out any kind of alternative media, you're one of those, you know, sort of benchmarks or, you know, sort of, you know, if someone wants to know the how-to, the sort of the history of Now Magazine, we've never seen sort of the definitive timeline on Now Magazine. Has it ever been a book or biography or is it... Has that history been captured somewhere?
It's captured. I mean, we have, but not in a succinct way yet. No.
Yeah.
Well, we have have you seen our web serial that we have going on the website?
Oh, yeah. Now Magazine, the movie,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's called. Yeah.
And about half of that is real and half of it is ridiculous. But
yeah.
there is the history sort of emerges there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it'd be nice to have it in a you know, coffee table size book or something.
I agree.
Yeah. As if your things to do list that needs needs more. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
You've been
so
more
much.
Than generous with your time.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Sinister has a 14-song album out, and we just heard something from it called Brothers of Humankind. And they've also, on their website, if you just Google them, that's Bend as in Don't Bend That, and Sinister as in, you know. And there's 8 free tracks there. So you can have that free one. You just heard a free one. You might want to consider getting the album. It's deep in great music. Thanks, guys. Bend Sinister. And before that, Voila, a Quebec band that was Sur les Nuits en Amont. And I think that's one night uphill or upstream. I guess probably upstream. But anyway, according to the language of the heart, that's a beautiful song. And they sent me their record recently, and there you go. Find out more about Voila online. Check IndieCan.com. Did you like that little section on North by Northeast? Isn't that cool how it started and its connection to Austin, Texas? I think that's pretty fabulous, and it is a great time. If you're ever thinking of traveling to Toronto, you know, find out when North by Northeast is and come then. It's in June. The weather's beautiful. It's not super hot in Toronto yet, but there's a buzz about the city, and it's a fantastic music festival. I've got nothing against Canadian Music Week. That's a great festival, too, as is Indie Week in the fall and all the other stuff that goes on here, but that's a good one. If you don't already know her, I want to introduce you to Romy Mays. This is from Aching in Your Bones, and Tire Marks is the name of this, and then we're going to go out with Eden Ants. This was a live at IndieCan they did called Oh Nicole, and I understand that they are working on something new, maybe with Mo Berg. I just heard it somewhere, and anyway, there you have it. Enough from me. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us at IndieCan Radio.
The house will be empty when you get home. There'll be no discussion, no message by the phone. Can't be what helps you sleep at night. Tire marks and faded taillights. The bottle is empty, the liquor store's closed. I'll be halfway to my brother's in San Antonio. I can't make all your wrongs turn right. Time marks and faded taillights. I can't watch you waste away, and I won't let you try to make me stay. You can't waste no more my precious. Of the might. Time marks and faded taillights. Mm-hmm. stairs and my name you call. Your voice will slap back off the wall. You go outside, but all you'll see tonight, tire marks and faded tail lights. I can't watch you waste away, and I won't let you try to make me stay. You can't waste no more my precious.
Hello, IndieCan Radio. This is Adam Ender of Eden Ants, and the song is called Oh Nicole. Thank you.
finish episode 158 with a little episode 65 in the background. That is Don Brownrigg. We recorded him live while we were at Halifax Pop Explosion, and that's him. Go to IndieCan.com. You can get to our YouTube and see him performing live. We've got some of that. You can also connect to Now Online as well and see what they're doing.
For information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.